Hello, welcome to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. I'm Brett Van Heekeren. Thank you so much for your company tonight. The music is, well, British electric made in Sheffield. When one thinks of Sheffield, UK, one might think of stainless steel cutlery. The term Sheffield steel, well, you would if you're of my age, as this was the place of invention for that post-industrial household product. But Sheffield also claims another pioneering venture, and that is British electronic music. Well, good old Sheffield, for those who are uninitiated, about 3 hours north of London, a city that evokes dystopian sentiments. Its story is driven by steel production, which expanded dramatically during the Industrial Revolution. But by the late 1970s, Sheffield was a grim place, littered with the charred, decaying remnants of post-industrialisation and throbbing with urban renewal after being bombed heavily during the Second World War. And post-war dystopian architecture, bit of a contradiction of a dire past and the vision of a romantic technological future. Well, drawing inspiration from this environment and fueled on a cocktail of innovators like Roxy Music and the imagery conjured by A Clockwork Orange, electronic musical pioneers Cabaret Voltaire and the Human League appeared. These bands would establish a music lineage encompassing bands, clubs, independent labels that placed Sheffield at the centre of the UK's electronic music story. Martin Ware of pioneering bands The Human League and Heaven 17 described the influence of this industrial environment as one of the catalysts behind the emergence of electronic music from the city. He said, "You'd go to sleep at night and hear the drop forges hammering away like a metronome. It was like a heartbeat for the whole city." The Sheffield electronic music scene first emerged in 1973 with the formation of the influential and pioneering industrial electronic band Cabaret Voltaire, made up of Steve Mallander, Richard Kirk and Chris Watson, who in turn then inspired experimental electronic band The Future to form in 1978. Well, The Future was comprised of Martin Ware, Ian Craig Marsh and Addie Newton. Well, The Future became The Human League. The Human League, Cabaret Voltaire, and with a band called Vice Versa, who would later transform into an electro-pop hit machine called ABC, and a band called Clock Devier, are well, generally referred to as Sheffield's Big Four. Well, this week in Alt.80s, the mix is inspired by Sheffield's Big Four and music made in Sheffield. It's going to be a program of British electronic music forged in the fires of the Sheffield Steelworks, from the harsh industrial head music of Cabaret Voltaire to the commercialised electro-pop of The Human League and ABC. We open the program tonight with the experimental sounds of the fathers of Sheffield electronic music, Cabaret Voltaire.
Thank you.
Cabaret Voltaire from 1979 and a piece called Silent Command. Well, one of the most mystifying things about Cabaret Voltaire was the progression in their musical output from the very dirty industrial primitivism and art punk of their earliest work, as exhibited by that track Silent Command, to, well, a relatively glossy, almost pop of the three albums they recorded through the mid-1980s. The Cabs, as they've affectionately become known, were frighteningly ahead of their time. As I said in my intro, formed in Sheffield in 1973, named after the Zurich nightclub that fostered the early Dada movement. The band are among the most innovative and influential electronic acts of their era. The band's early work consisted of a lot of experimentation with do-it-yourself electronics, tape recorders, as well as Dada-influenced performance art, helping to pioneer industrial music in the mid-1970s. Finding an audience during the post-punk era into the 80s, they gradually incorporated more conventional elements of synth pop, dance, house and funk styles into their music. And while Cabaret Voltaire's attempt to reach a wider audience actually worked, their album The Crackdown from 1983 actually charted at a career high of 31 on the mainstream album charts in the UK. It did so with no compromise whatsoever. For an album that represents their commercial peak, it's still one that's absolutely plastered in icy, bleak tones and fractured by discordant beats. Let's take two tracks that capture those two extremes of the electronic work of Cabaret Voltaire.
We'll be right back. down. Watching you watch others move, then sometimes someone. Thank you. watch others move to somewhere, sometimes crack down the crack down, crack down someone, somewhere cracks down, cracks down, cracks down, crack down, crack down, someone crack down.
Two tracks there from Cabaret Voltaire from 1980, Seconds Too Late, and from 1983, the title cut of their album Crackdown, which was their most popular release in their career. Well, as well as helping pioneer industrial music throughout the 1970s, Cabaret Voltaire has also been considered influential on the industrial techno movement of the 1990s. And their work through the 80s is certainly testament to that. Band originator Richard Kirk, who passed away in 2021, reflected in interview that, "I think we were more than one step ahead. We were ahead of our game, and it always happens. People who are innovators or get there first never make the financial success out of it. It's people who come along and take your ideas and adapt them and commercialise them." The electro-pop explosion of the mid-1980s is certainly testament to that comment from Richard Kirk. Cabaret Voltaire produced 17 albums, and whilst only achieving one mainstream top 40 album, their early releases regularly charted independently, including two number one indie albums. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE. And this week, British Electric, made in Sheffield. We move on to our second set of artists now, who emerged out of the dark and industrial electronic Sheffield music scene. And that is the Human League.
To the voice of Buddha, saying stop your sericulture. Little people like your ice cream bottle.
The Human League and a track called Being Boiled, one of the earliest recordings by the Human League, released in a number of formats and a number of recordings. That version was recorded in Sheffield on an 8-track recorder in 1980. It was originally written and recorded when the band was called The Future, but reissued as their first single after a number of different recordings. Emerging out of the embers of the punk movement in the late 1970s and inspired by all things sci-fi and a love of Kraftwerk, Roxy Music, ABBA and Donna Summer, it's quite a combination there. The Human League were key flag bearers of an exciting new breed of electronic artists emerging out of the Sheffield scene. David Bowie famously declared them the sound of the future, which was an insightful declaration considering the first iteration of the band was the name The Future. Early 1977, Martin Ware and Ian Craig Marsh, who had met at a very influential Sheffield youth arts project called Meat Whistle. So many artists came out of that project. They formed a band called The Future and later joined by an old school friend by the name of Phil Oakey to be their vocalist. Phil's the only constant member of the band since that day. And with this new addition came the new image and the new name for the band, Human League. Well, the alternative art culture of Sheffield meant that collaborations were the norm, and it was Cabaret Voltaire's Richard Kirk who first introduced Martin Ware to Kraftwerk's Trans Europe Express. Now, Ware was totally transfixed by the revolutionary rhythms of Dusseldorf funky pop professors, and the future had arrived and the Human League were ready to go there. So inspiring their sound was the city of Sheffield, as was the case for most of the artists coming out of that industrial town. Martin Ware said that the city's steel-making industrial heritage is woven into its musical DNA, and he said you'd go to sleep at night, hear the drop forges hammering away like a metronome. In 1979, Human League released their first EP on the independent label called Fast Product, and that was called The Dignity of Labour, which contained four experimental instrumentals. And although the EP barely charted, major record labels began approaching the band, and signing to Virgin Record label meant that the Human League were on their way. Let's take a few tracks from those early innovative years from the Human League, from the Dignity of Labour EP and their first album, This is Alt 80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE.
Very always be stuck here in this poor little room with a view of the corner. I don't forget, though I've grown weak now. Experience is useless unless you can learn. And I've never met anyone who used their knowledge to avoid those mistakes made again and again. And if I don't go, I'll always be stuck here in this poor little room with a view.
Like you used to do, yeah.
So don't let it slip away. Love and feeling. Whoa, that love and feeling. Bring back that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. And I can't go on.
Pieces there from the early days of Sheffield electronic pioneers, the Human League. From their early EP, Dignity of Labour, you heard Dignity of Labour Part 3. And from their debut album, Reproduction, you heard the track Morale. And, well, the Righteous Brothers, You've Lost That Love and Feeling, given the kind of Sheffield electronic Human League treatment. And a fantastic version of that. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program, with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE. And this week, British Electric, made in Sheffield. Well, by the time the Human League had signed to Virgin Records, they would soon turn their electronic ABBA fantasy into a chart-topping reality. Phil Oakey would remain at the helm and steer the ship into chartland. And I guess if you've heard of the Human League, you know how many hits they've had, right? Meanwhile, Martin Ware and Ian Craig Marsh began their work on their very polished, I have to say, breakaway group called Heaven 17. In fact, it's believed that Virgin Records actually engineered the split in the band because they planned to transform the league from cult outsiders to profitable pop stars, and they achieved in that goal. Well, just hours after their shock exit from the Human League, Martin Ware and Ian Craig Marsh recruited an old buddy, Glenn Gregory, and drew up a new musical manifesto almost overnight, which included big pop hits grounded in electro-futurism, American African funk, and, well, stroppy Yorkshire attitude, one has to say. From the start, Heaven 17 injected American soul elements and politically charged lyrics into their very British sci-fi synth pop. In 1981, they released their first album called Penthouse and Pavements, and that became a top 20 hit, which really established Heaven 17 as left field pop stars. This is Heaven 17 from Penthouse and Pavements and Geisha Boys and Temple Girls. Thank you.
look ahead on the screen. Some perfect creatures and they're just 16. Their eyes meet, this is it. The contact so much more than words can transmit. He stands up, she gives in. Their first encounter, their embrace within. A short ride, they arrive. There is no death, their true love will survive. We are the gates, the boys. And he is white. They love each other, but they also fight. Back from work, she's not home. Another evening, angry all alone. She arrives and he departs. Misunderstandings and a breakdown starts.
We are late tonight. We are afraid.
You can do. Choose either one of them, it could be you. The first time could be the only time. The odds against you and your hopes decline. Do it right or do it wrong. Console yourself that either won't last long. Geisha boys or temple girls, they contact or remain in separate worlds.
We are the geisha boys.
Seven-Seventeen from their Penthouse and Pavement album, and Geisha Boys and Temple Girls. More of that kind of Sheffield industrial sound, which still made its way into Heaven 17's repertoire. Heaven 17, Martin Ware, Ian Craig Marsh and Glenn Gregory splitting off from the Human League. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MZFM. And this week it's been made in Sheffield, and a bit of a trip through some of the influences on British electronic music that came out of the industrial town and city of Sheffield. Well, the final member of the Sheffield Big Four to hear from in this program is the band Vice Versa, formed by guys Mark White and Stephen Singleton, who also indulged in a world of synth-bashing experimentation. But with the addition of a vocalist called Martin Fry, they rebranded themselves. And they rebranded themselves as a very suave soul pop band called ABC, who had a plethora of hits. Going to go out tonight and finish up with a piece of ABC which exhibits the absolute suave that ABC brought to the Sheffield table. This has been Alt.80s. For more alternative 80s music, please join me again next Tuesday night from 6 o'clock. Have a great week. This is The Man Trap, ABC.
to say to you, can you keep a secret? Would you know just what to do or where to keep it? Then I say I love you and foul the situation. Hey girl, I thought we were the right combination. Who broke my heart? You did. Lit by the sun, right on.